Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The nation's top infectious disease expert has received his first dose of a vaccine for COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke about the importance of getting vaccinated just before getting the shot today at the National Institutes of Health.
I feel extreme confidence in the safety and the efficacy of this vaccine, and I want to encourage everyone who has the opportunity to get vaccinated so that we could have a veil of protection over this country that would end this pandemic.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is also getting vaccinated today. Both Fauci and Azar received the vaccine developed by Moderna just days after the FDA authorized the shots for emergency use. Congress has passed the next coronavirus relief bill. The $900 billion measure includes an extension of jobless benefits and another round of direct payments. It also includes the most significant federal legislation addressing climate change in over a decade. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the bill contains a phase-down of heat-trapping greenhouse gases used in refrigerants.
Hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs, are used in refrigerators and air conditioners. But in the environment, they're a powerful contributor to climate change. Governments agreed to phase down their use over 15 years. This legislation accomplishes that in the U.S. Environmental groups and affected companies supported the legislation. Chuck Chadovitz with the U.S. Chamber says developing new refrigerants creates thousands of jobs.
The U.S. has been a leader in this space, and this would allow us to maintain that leadership, reducing imports from international technologies and increasing exports of U.S. developed technologies.
The relief package also includes billions of dollars for renewable energy research and development. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Democratic Senator Ron Wyden says the massive computer hack on government agencies included a breach of the email systems used by top officials at the Treasury Department. But as NPR's Greg Myrie reports, taxpayer data held by the IRS was not compromised.
The hackers broke into Treasury Department computers back in July. But as with other parts of the government, the compromise wasn't uncovered until recent days. The department holds some of the government's most valuable economic data and also oversees the IRS. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden received a briefing from Treasury and the IRS. Afterward, he said the department, quote, still does not know all the actions taken by hackers or precisely what information was stolen. He did say the IRS told him there was no evidence that taxpayer information had been hacked. Russia is believed to be behind the breach. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in California has more than doubled since the state's peak in July. Many hospitals are at or near capacity as infections continue to rise. Governor Gavin Newsom says the state will likely extend its stay-at-home orders when their original deadlines expire. Lawmakers in Nicaragua have passed a law that essentially bans opposition candidates from running in next year's presidential election. As Maria Martin reports, opponents of longtime President Daniel Ortega are objecting.
The law approved Monday grants the government of Daniel Ortega power to designate citizens as terrorists or coup supporters, thereby ruling them out as candidates. People accused of a myriad of activities, from advocating economic sanctions to calling for foreign interference, will be designated as traitors, a charge that could bring up to 15 years in prison. The Organization of American States called on the Nicaraguan Congress to repeal the measure, saying it denies Nicaraguans the right to choose their leaders freely. Daniel Ortega hopes to be elected to his third consecutive term as president in November of next year. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.
Canada's most populous province has issued a shutdown order in response to a second wave of coronavirus infections. Government officials say lockdown measures will be in place for most of Ontario from December 26th through January 23rd. This is NPR.